AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports President Trump is responding to questions about his health.
President Trump is talking about his health and his energy. The 79-year-old president told the Wall Street Journal he had a CT scan during an October examination. He had said it was an MRI.
What part of your body was the MRI looking at?
I have no idea. It was just an MRI. What part of the body?
The president said he regretted undergoing the advanced imaging on his heart and abdomen during the visit because it raised public questions about his health. His physician said in a memo the White House released in December, he had advanced imaging as a preventative screening for men his age. The president told the Journal, nothing's wrong. He also denied he has fallen asleep during White House meetings when cameras have caught him with his eyes closed, insisting he was resting his eyes or blinking. Donald Trump became the oldest person to take the oath of office when he was sworn in as president last year. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump and top Iranian officials exchanged threats today as economic protests swept across parts of Iran. At least 7 people have been killed. Trump warned on social media that the U.S. would respond if peaceful protesters were violently killed. Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Larijani, alleged Israel and the U.S. were igniting the demonstrations. The protests stemmed in part by the collapse of Iran's real currency. In Switzerland, a New Year's Eve party in a bar turned deadly after a fire broke out, killing about 40 people and injuring more than 100 others. Work is still underway to identify those who died and inform their families. World markets began 2026 with gains. Benchmarks in Britain and South Korea hit records as optimism over the future of artificial intelligence carried over into the new year. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Fernando Mendoza threw 3 touchdown passes and top-seeded Indiana roared into the college football playoff semifinals with a 38-3 rout of Alabama in the 112th Rose Bowl.
It's such a great opportunity for all of us.
Lucas Carneiro kicked a tie-breaking 47-yard field goal with 6 seconds left to lift number 6 Mississippi over third-ranked Georgia 39-34 in a CFP quarterfinal in the Sugar Bowl. Oregon dominated Texas Tech with a 23-0 CFP quarterfinal win at the Orange Bowl. NFL, Lamar Jackson says he's expecting to play when the Ravens take on the Steelers for the AFC North title Sunday. NBA, an MRI showed Spurs star Victor Wembanyama sustained no ligament damage in his injured left knee, and the Astros signed Japanese right-hander Tatsuya Imai. Gethin Kulba, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.